Zach, just maybe a thought on the way the game went and what the difference was for you guys today.
Tight game, obviously. yeah, I thought we played well. The stretches where they played well, just a tight playoff-like game.
So you're 0-4 against Vancouver this year, but three of the games were earlier in the season when you guys weren't at your best. Tonight there's no Connor. How much do you read into when being winless against this team?
Not at all. Yeah. Different game in the playoffs.
Look, you have three games left. Yeah, there's a super small chance you can finish first. What's your approach in the final three games? What do you look to focus on?
Just getting ready for the playoffs. I think that's the goal. Doesn't really matter. Like, you want to have home ice. We've secured home ice for the first round. Some point, you're going to have to win games on the road. So we'll see.
So do you – that would be the question. Does it change the tenor of the last three games of the season? You're locked into second now. First place appears to be done. Does it kind of just change how you approach the last few games?
Not as a player. I mean, I don't know if it changes how the coaching staff sees it, but as a player, whenever you're out there, you want to play your best because you can't just, you know, lollygag your way into the playoffs. You have to be on your game. And, you know, there are times in my career where – was locked into a position for 20 games, and that's a lot harder than you know, three games. So, yeah, we're good.
Zach, you're going through a lot of games in a very few nights here. What's the stretch kind of – how would you define the stretch for this team and just how taxing it's been for the club?
I mean, everybody plays 82, but obviously schedule maker made it a little harder on us towards the end of the year. Having said that, considering where we are at the start of the year, to be locked into a playoff spot and have home ice secured, I think we would have taken that at this, considering where we were. So, I mean, still time left. We'll see what happens. But I think we're in a great spot.
What do you think of the offense overall tonight for your group? Did you like how much you generated, created?
I thought we created just as much as them, maybe more. I mean, I don't think there were that many grade A chances both ways. I think it was a pretty tight checking game, similar to the playoffs. So margins are thin. They got, you know, it was a nice tip goal. But yeah, I mean, I thought Sue played great. I thought their goalie played great. So just a low event game.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.